Tomorrow is the 71st Tony Awards, recognizing excellence in Broadway theater, and the production with the most nominations for the season, that would be 12, has already been lauded by critics for its diverse casting, wildly innovative set, and a fresh take on a classic story. You might be thinking of another musical. We're talking about Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. It's based on a portion of Leo Tolstoy's epic novel War and Peace, written by Dave Malloy, who was also the composer and lyricist. It follows the misadventures of young, beautiful, and very naive Natasha, who heads to Moscow to wait out her fiancé's stint at war. While there, she falls under the sway of an unscrupulous nobleman who starts an affair with her for the fun of it. Meanwhile, Pierre, a disillusioned aristocrat, tries to help, and yes, there's a comet. Other than that, it's hard to explain, but anyway, our next guests are at least two of the reasons cited for the show's success. Both have been nominated for Tony Awards this year. Rachel Chafkin is the director of the play, and Danae Benton portrays Natasha. They both join us from our NPR studios in New York. Danae Benton, Rachel Chafkin, thank you so much for speaking with us.
So happy to be here.
Thanks. Yes, thanks for having us.
So where to begin, Rachel? I just have to start with you because this is quite a production. Part of the audience is literally on stage. Part of the stage is in the audience. The performers are literally singing and dancing and playing instruments right next to you, talking to audience members. And then during this song...
In 19th century Russia, we write letters. We put down in writing what is happening.
They are actually handing out letters to the audience.
That they write every single night, and some of them illustrate.
I got one of them. You know, this could have been a hot mess. So I just have to ask, how did you think about directing this? Was there a guiding principle? Like, what was your North Star?
I mean, the original North Star for the whole production was this night that Dave had in Moscow a number of years ago, where he stumbled into this cafe, and there was a classical Pops trio playing, and he ended up sat next to the viola, and there were shakers and dumplings and vodka on the tables. So, like, that story was the spirit that Mimi Liena, our incredible set designer, and I took and ran with. And so it was actually very much about creating chaos, but also making sure that every moment of the story was as clear as possible. And so there is a huge amount of energy in the room, but I think the focus on the storytelling moments and those moments of the, you know, intricacies of this melodrama, the room really comes together.
A good reason to turn to Danae Benton now. Hello, Danae.
Hi.
Do you remember what it was that you connected with in this character, this young, rich Russian countess?
Yeah, I think it was her tenacity for life. She's so full of the wonder that the universe has when she's looking at the moon and the stars and sort of sees what they're capable of, and the poetic nature that she sees the world is very close to how I see the world.
So let's play a little bit of No One Else.
And your childlike eyes and your distant smile, I'll never be this happy again.
Danae, I read a very poignant interview with you where you talked about growing up as a young black girl and not seeing a lot of people who look like you in musicals and romantic comedies. But I do want to ask if there was a part of that that you had to release in order to fully embrace yourself in this role.
It's interesting. I think that a lot of people are often shocked that that's the culture that we still live in, but it is, and I think that our industry has a lot of power to change that and represent the truth of what actually exists in the world, which is that there are tons of ingenues walking around the earth of every race. I think for me, more than having to release those insecurities, I think it caused me to embrace parts of myself that I always knew to be true. And an extra layer of already getting to do a role that I feel I'm so perfect for is also getting to affect this conversation and affect how other black girls see themselves and how other people see them and what they feel they're capable of. So I'm honored to get to add to that conversation. And it's also just been a huge confirmation to me of what's possible when you have the courage to bring yourself to the work and not get lost in the limitations that other people or society might have for who they say you can be.
And Rachel, do you mind if I ask you this question too? It makes me wonder whether 5 years from now we will be having this conversation. I cannot help but note you are the only woman nominated in your category.
You know, the opportunity gap is a real thing, and I understand why commercial producers are reticent to risk the amount of money that is attached to any Broadway show with someone who maybe has not gone through that exact process before. The problem with that is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of the field remaining consistently insular, and so I think there needs to be a real across-the-board commitment that parity is not just a nice thing, but a core value to the work that we do. And I mean, you know, it could change overnight the minute that commitment is real.
For Rachel, for you, and then Danae, I'll go to you next on this. But Rachel, for those who have not seen the play or who haven't heard the soundtrack, I mean, going to a Broadway play is still a big commitment for a lot of people. It's expensive. It requires time and effort, especially for people who don't live in New York. What would you like people to know about this production that might encourage them to see it?
It really is the world that I personally feel like I want to live inside always, and that spirit of joy and community that the cast creates with the audience. It's an unbelievable amount of energy and integrity, and it makes space for these moments of really quiet grace.
Today, what about you?
The heart of the show will move you. There will be tears. There will be laughter. It hits all of the check marks for me into the kind of experience I want to have when I spend that money to sit in a Broadway theater for a couple hours.
That was Rachel Chafkin and Danae Benton. Rachel Chafkin is the director, and Danae Benton is the female lead of the musical Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. Josh Groban, by the way, stars as Pierre through the end of the month. They have both been nominated for Tony Awards, which will be awarded this weekend. Thank you both so much for speaking with us, and congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.